Friends of faith, or those friends who give us faith or build our faith. Welcome to the Timitude Podcast, and this is Daily Hope with Tim. Now, the last few recordings have actually been about friendship, the different flavors of friends, whether in terms of season or in terms of virtue, whether it's courage, hope, and today I talk about faith, because that's an important value. I am excited because I have known people who have spoken and who have built my faith over the years. Now, faith is not just an empty, vacuous thing. It's actually tangible. You know, it's the connecting with the divine. It's the connecting with the unseen and the unknown, because that's how we connect with our destiny, by faith. If you're a believer of the Christian faith, it's by faith. That's why it's called a faith. It's something, because we cannot handle and hold and process everything with the logical mind, because that only deals with the realms of what is seen. The unseen is more important, in fact. And that's why, you know, when loved one pass on, there's a certain, depending on your conviction and faith, obviously, a sense of an afterlife, you know, a continuation somewhere. And I just want to really talk about faith in this practical paradigm of life, you know, in terms of, you know, who are those people who speak faith to us? Who are those people who build our sense of self, not only with ourselves, but also in our connectedness to our destiny? You know, who are those people who make us aware of the fact that our situation and our circumstance is not permanent? And not only should we be hopeful, but we have faith that actually things are going to change for the better. I don't mean, you know, not taking responsibility or any of that, or giving excuses, or finding this, or using this as a crutch, but this as a whole part of the formula of our essence as beings who are having this experience here. So who are those friends who build your faith? You know, who are those people who really nurture your sense of belief? Who are those people who speak words that really nurture, you know, that inner you, that inner sense, that inner compass that actually helps you to navigate the difficult and sometimes unstructured parts of life? You know, that's why we need faith. You know, when somebody's sick right now, I have a lot of friends who actually are unwell through COVID. You know, a lot of families are facing strain because of this. You know, and by faith, and I'm saying, I'm praying for you today, my friend, as a fellow friend in faith, who is believing for your well-being, who is believing for your prosperity, who is believing for your health. I'm here standing with you. Who are those people who you reach out to, who you know stand with you and really build and nurture your faith? Who are those people who speak to your life these words that really nurture your sense of self to be able to really build resilience, or absolutely nurture hope even? Because these are connected. They don't stand alone. We need faith. We need hope. We need courage to be able to face the issues of life. And friends are the people that God uses to be able to really bring those in alive in us. I remember a friend saying to me, keep the faith. You know, I was going through a difficult time. My brother Badolo, it's been a long time, we haven't spoken. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Meaning, as you walk through the fire, keep the faith. As you face difficulty, keep the faith. As you go through struggle, keep the faith. You know, we're in a pretty lean season for us. We're in a lean season. We've been in a lean season for the past year in our circumstance. But we keep the faith. We keep the focus on the end goal and not lose sight of faith. And we seek to encourage and share the same message to others who are facing challenges, who are in a valley situation, who may not be able to see so clearly from where they are. Because the faith eyes see the unseen things. And when we prevail in those realms of the unseen, then the things manifest in the real, in the seen. I think, I strongly believe that, and that's my word of encouragement to you today, to say, a friend of faith. Are you a friend who helps others believe in themselves, believe in the possibilities of their destiny, believe in a pathway, as a scripture would say, you know, making of a pathway in the desert, you know, and really places where there seems to be nothing, there seems to be no way somehow. And it's by faith, you know, that we please God, you know, as scripture tells us again. So I think I'm going to leave it there and just encourage specifically people who are dealing with COVID, people who are really struggling. You know, this is when faith comes in. This is when we live in the faith realm. And I just want to say to you that you're going to face this and you're going to overcome. And I know that you too will be a champion of faith. You'll be a friend of faith. People will look to you and they'll come to you for encouragement because they know you prevailed. By faith, you rose through the occasion and now they can lean to you when they are facing a challenge. So to you, my friend, have a blessed day, and it's always a blessing to speak to you via this channel. God bless you, friend of faith.